I don't know why, but I always just grill the trainers for some reason, even though they're 95% of the time that we're on the field. One of the guys got a new haircut, and I just walked in. I was like, please don't tell me you paid for that. Like, please don't tell me you paid for that haircut, because there's no way. I was like, make sure, what bar would you go to? So I never go to them.
What's going on, Setup Nation? It's our final interview from spring training. As you can see, I'm already back in my home in California, but wow, what an amazing time at spring training. Got to meet so many Cubs personnel, so many Cubs players, my wife, my daughter, we all loved it. And we get to save one of the best for last, and that is Cole Franklin. And yes, of course, as always, right there, you can see it. We've got a Cole Franklin autograph baseball, and you are going to get a chance to win this autograph. Same thing as always. This is really simple, guys. If you're not already subscribed to our list, make sure you go do that at setupman.net. It just showed up on your screen how you can go ahead and do that. And then just comment on this video, Franklin Auto. Kind of sounds like a car dealership, but we're going with it anyway. All right, guys, I loved this conversation with Cole Franklin. Cole's been in the Cubs organization since 2018, so he's been around. He's seen a lot of guys go through. We talk about that a little bit and how frustrating that must have been for him. We talk about how he's able to put some smiles, as you already heard at the beginning of this, on his teammates' faces, the trainers' faces. And we actually got to show you how he throws some of his pitches as well. He's going to take a Major League Baseball and show you all those pitches and how he throws them. And I actually took one of his tips on one of his pitches and threw it into my pitch arsenal in my adult league baseball team. Yeah, I'm so nasty at 70 miles an hour, just like Cole Franklin, right? No, yeah, Cole's throwing gas. He knows what he's doing, and he's going to tell us how he throws these pitches, plus so much more right now here on the Setup Man podcast. Cole, I have a source that tells me when you sign with the Cubs, you spent some money on a Gucci jumpsuit. Is that correct?
100% correct. Yes, that was the first purchase I ever bought.
Why that?
So I was big into rap music, and I would watch a lot of music videos, and saw, I think it was Migos at the time, wearing a Gucci tracksuit, and I was like, I gotta have it. I gotta have it. So I went out and bought one. Not the best purchase or smartest purchase. I don't have it to this day, so got rid of it when I got a little bit older, but that was definitely
5, 6 years older now, maybe not the same.
Yeah, not at all.
Cole didn't know I was going to ask that question.
Yeah,
completely snuck that one in there. But hey, so Cole, you've been on the top 30 prospect list for the Cubs. Back in 2020, I looked at the list, you know, you guys like Nico, Morel, Steele, and now, you know, they're in the show. When you look at that, I know you went through some injuries and stuff, but like, Does that create any sort of like, man, I should be there kind of feelings, or like, what, where does your mind go for that?
I think, I mean, absolutely, it creates that, you know, I need to be there. This is where I'm supposed to be, and I think as an athlete, you have to kind of sit back and like, you can't look at other things and be like, oh, I wish that was me. It's at the end of the day, like, I have to do what I have to do to be able to, you know, put myself in that position, and I think it creates a drive. You know, seeing those guys up there and doing obviously with the ultimate of, you know, being a big leader for the Chicago Cubs. And so, I mean, it helps a ton, and it does, it just kind of creates a fire inside you. And I think I use it, you know, as motivation for myself and for each time I go out and on the mound and go to compete. And so it definitely helps seeing those guys do that.
Do you feel like this is your year finally, and after the injuries, after, you know, making the jump from single A to double A, do you feel like this is the year that you make it at Wrigley at some point?
Absolutely, 100%. I feel like the work I put in this off season, changing basically kind of everything, getting back to, you know, feeling comfortable, and I definitely think this is the year.
Talk about those changes.
A lot of arm changes, kind of cleaning up the delivery, you know, learning how to use my body better, going down the mound, kind of not wasting as much, you know, momentum going down the mound. And so I would definitely say those are the biggest things that I worked on.
So you got this ball in your hand right now. I want to talk about some pitches that you throw. So you've got fastball, changeup, slider. Anything else?
Curveball and sinker.
Okay, so you got the full arsenal.
Yes,
so
yes.
Let's see how you throw each one of these. All right. You can just point it at the camera.
So
there, yeah.
Four-seam fastball actually changed this year. So growing up my whole life, I always threw a four-seam with the horseshoe going into my hand. And this year, I have it going out. And so I kind of just rotated a little bit. And it's helped me a lot with getting more spin on my fastball, because I've always struggled with spin, and sometimes like I would have a lot of like arm side run on my fastball, like, just like a lot of arm side life, and this has kind of like cleaned it up to where I can actually like get behind the baseball and like spin it better and get a little bit more ride and get maybe a little more cut on it too. So
is that just a feel thing? Do you
it is it's something that I've always kind of worked with, like trying to get my fastball to play a little better in the zone. And so this has definitely helped a ton for just this little adjustment. And then, so that's the four seam. And then on my sinker, I kind of go here. And I actually got this tip from Adrian Hauser, who's with the Mets now.
Yeah.
And he's basically kind of like an older brother to me.
Oh, cool.
And so depending on the count, you kind of manipulate where your thumb goes on the baseball. Like if I want it to move more, I'll put my thumb a little higher on the baseball. But if I want just like a quick little like last bit of the ball just to bite, it's a little lower.
Okay, that's interesting.
And so,
just a subtle movement like
yes,
that.
Yes, just literally just manipulating the thumb. And then my changeup, this is the same changeup I've thrown my whole entire life, and this is circle change, but it's a two-seam changeup. So basically just put my middle finger right in between these two seams, and depending on the count, again, is like if I'm gonna throw like an OO, like kind of just like a strike changeup, yep. I won't really pronate it too much. I'll throw it regular.
Okay.
And then like if I get like O2, I kind of pronate it just a little bit more to have more of the depth. Then I go knuckle curveball, hook my thumb underneath this seam and kind of have this right here on this seam so mm-hmm. I can kind of really, you know, get that same action of just like pulling down on both
yeah.
seams. And that's helped a ton. My slider is it's kind of like the whirly grip, but I don't really throw it like the sweeper. I kind of just like really try to rip the front of the baseball because my biggest thing is I'm good at like spinning the ball.
Okay.
And so being able to like have this right here and just get to the front of the baseball kind of kicks off of this finger and it kind of takes the ball that way.
So you're throwing it like this here, but are you saying that the wrist is
like a curveball.
Okay, like a curveball.
So
okay,
yeah,
interesting.
So like the knuckle curve down on my slider down. So basically the same type of feel.
Now, I know that you had kind of moved over to a sweeper
yes.
last year. Is that what that is?
This is
okay.
It. Last year, I it was more of kind of just like a pitch to where I would kind of just like almost like toss it in there for a strike.
Yeah, yeah.
But this year, I want it to like be able to like throw it like 3 or 4 miles an hour harder and just kind of have that like better bite, maybe like give up a, you know, extra couple of inches of horizontal just to throw it harder.
Is that how most guys are throwing that sweeper? It's such a
yeah,
popular
so
thing
that
to talk about
this,
right now.
This is basically like the overall like
yeah
regular grip for the sweeper. And like I said, like a lot of guys manipulate their fingers on how they the best way to get that movement. And I kind of just figured like this is kind of the best way for me and really just same action as the curveball, just ripping down on these seams
cool.
helps a ton.
Perfect. Now, since you still have the ball in your hand, I know last year I was listening to Cubs on Deck with Greg Huss, and he was talking, you both were talking about the tacky baseball in AA
yes.
and how that was a really tough transition. If you guys want to go listen to that interview and what that was all about, I would really encourage you to do that. But my question for you is, okay, we got a Major League Baseball in our hand. What was
yes.
different about a tacky Major League Baseball than this one?
So it was the craziest thing. It was like, I mean, obviously, I've grown up throwing a baseball, and
yeah.
when I got to AA last year, the baseball was like, it almost felt like it was like velvet. Like it almost felt like,
it's like slippery.
Almost like a carpet feel. Like
oh, okay.
it was like if you take this ball and like rub it on the ground, you know, 100 times on every side
That's
of the ball.
That's what I did with wiffle balls back in
yeah,
the day. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, like same like kind of deal, and it was you could not throw a changeup, anything that you would throw. So I had a lot of success with the changeup.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been my pitch my whole entire thing of pro ball. And when I got there, like, you couldn't get anything to go down. Everything was
just carrying.
here, and then there. Like,
oh, wow.
Unless, like, a curveball, like, you have more spin on it, obviously. But, like, nothing, like, that you wanted, like, flow or, like, a sinker or anything.
Yeah.
It was always just ride. Like, my changeup had, like, 20 inches of carry when I was in AA from the balls. Like,
wow.
It was insane.
And then after the All-Star break, they changed back.
Yes, they went to
a kind of felt like you got back in your groove.
100%.
Yeah.
I was able to throw a changeup again, which, you know, kind of turned everything around for me.
A lot of people don't know. You're the nephew of Ryan Franklin.
Yes.
What's it been like having a uncle who's been in the show that was an All-Star with the Cardinals? Has that been a help for you and just kind of getting you through getting to the majors eventually?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely helped. I mean, especially like growing up, I got to go into the clubhouses, you know, with the Cardinals and, you know, meet Albert Pujols, Yadier Molina, all
yeah.
those guys. And I think just kind of being in, around the baseball culture growing up has helped me a ton. To kind of like coming out of high school, I kind of knew what to expect as in, you know, what it took to be a big leaguer because I was around it. My family, my dad's an MLB agent. So,
oh, nice.
He represented Ian Kinsler.
Oh, wow.
And so Ian would take me to the Ranger Stadium. I'd hang out with Adrian Beltre, Ellis
Andrews.
Been
around.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it helped a ton. Like, you know, obviously getting to know, like, see how those guys you know, who are at the top of the game,
yeah,
you know, go about their daily, you know, daily prep work and everything it takes, like, as a mindset to be a, become a professional baseball player. And I think that helped a ton, like, just kind of being in that environment.
What about when you were going through the injuries? Did you lean on any of those relationships to get you through mentally?
I would definitely say Adrian Hauser, Dylan Bundy were two guys that I talked to all the time, like, kind of who have been through an injury and would help me cope. For an injury, like, it was more of a mindset type of thing. Yeah. Like, you know, after you get injured, it's like, oh, you know, it's the end of the world, you know, right. It sucks. And so those guys were, like, huge, like, huge shoulder to lean on for me. That's and Michael Fulmer also helped me a ton.
Oh, cool. Now, what way had Fulmer helped you?
Because he's been through it. Yeah. And, you know, he's, like I said, I can talk to those guys about anything. And he was kind of telling me, he's like, man, like, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to be back. Like, it's like baseball's over.
Yeah.
And just to keep that in the back of your mind of, like, you know, this is kind of just a little road bump. Like, it's nothing that's going to, you know, end your career. Like, you're going to be able to come back and be healthier and stronger than. And so, I mean, that's what you needed to hear, and that's what I needed to hear at the time, so.
Now, I know on the Cubs YouTube channel, there was a player profile of you and talked about, like, during those injuries, you really started to focus on just being a better human being someone that makes other people's days. So my question is, when you say, I try to make someone's day, give me an example of, like, how you made someone's day recently.
I guess it would kind of be more of just the energy I try to carry with myself. So every morning, like, I'm not one of the guys who come here and I'm like, oh, man, like, you know, just walking through the motions and, like, just walking in the training room, seeing all my friends, like, and I'll just, like, crack a few jokes and just, like, roast some people, but, like, friendly roast, like, nothing crazy. You know, at the end of the day, like, I can't take being a baseball player with me. As long as I'm a good person, I can impact people, make people laugh, and then I did my duty.
I have to ask, give me an example of a roast, a PG or a PG-13 roast.
Man. It's hard to come up with on the spot.
Don't come up on the spot. Who's someone that you roasted recently? So we know.
So we have a new trainer this year.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but I always just grill the trainer for some reason, even though they're 95% of the time that we're on the field. One of the guys got a new haircut, and I just walked in. I was like, please don't tell me you paid for that. Like, please don't tell me you paid for that haircut, because there's no way. I was like, make sure, what bar would you go to? So I never go to them. And just like stuff like that, just like lighthearted, just like, and obviously they know I'm joking, so it's all good.
Okay, I love it. So you were telling me before we went on camera here that you've been roommates, you know, with former Cub Ryan Jensen, with Brennan Davis. You know, I would like to know who's been the number one roommate that you've had in your years here in the organization, and why, or the goofiest, the funniest.
Goofiest, funniest is either Cam Sanders or Brennan.
Okay. Yeah, Brennan. I wouldn't expect that from Brennan.
Yeah, Brennan's a cornball sometimes, so it's funny. We give him hell, but it's a blast. Yeah, so I would say the funniest and quirkiest is definitely Brennan and Sanders.
Does Brennan keep that under wraps when he gets onto the field?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He puts on that persona. No, he's the man, though.
Cole Franklin, man. I'm excited to see you up at Wrigley this year.
I appreciate you.